Welcome back. It's Mark Steiner. Good to have you still with us here on the Mark Steiner Show. We're about to have a conversation once again with Anna Walsh, who's over there via ISDN somewhere across the other side of Baltimore City, paper magazine editor, eats and drinks editor for the paper. Good to have you with us.
Always good to be on the show.
So where do we begin? The new paper's out, and you have a lot going on in this paper, as usual. And one of the main stories here is by Edward Erickson and Brandon Soderberger.
Mm-hmm.
About for what? Which is about it's an article about that I read this morning about dirt bikers from the dirt biker's perspective.
Yeah, so it's sort of looking at the ongoing struggles. Sorry, I can hear myself really loud.
Isn't that annoying? I understand it can be really annoying that way sometimes.
Okay, let's try this again.
Yeah.
there we go. So it's a story about like you said, for the dirt bikers from the dirt bikers' perspective, essentially. And Brandon Soderberg has spent a lot of Sundays and weekdays sort of following the dirt bikers around the city, trying to talk to some of them and get their perspectives on, you know, the roadblocks that police have started putting up on Reisterstown Road, for instance, to keep them from congregating there and doing tricks and whatnot on the streets on Sundays. And we also talked to Ed and Brandon also talked to some people who do studies on, you know, the risks involved with this sort of ATV or dirt bike usage, and also talked to try to get a sense of how many of these bikes are actually illegal, because I think that's sort of a misconception in Baltimore at large, is that, oh, all of these bikes are stolen, all of them are being ridden on the streets illegally. And that's not actually the case. A lot of these people are buying the bikes legally, and they're legally registered either in Pennsylvania or in Maryland. And Brandon talks a little bit about how he spent a lot of the time listening to the police scanner. And on occasion, you would hear the police on the scanner saying, well, this bike seems to be registered. Can I still take it? Like, what's the protocol for this? So there's definitely this sort of misperception about what the criminality involved in all the dirt bike gang, and also what these dirt bikers are trying to accomplish. A lot of them are actually really on board with the idea of a dirt bike park, which they talk about in the article as well, and they talk to some lawmakers and city council about that. And a lot of the dirt bikers really support that idea, because for them, it's, you know, it is about riding and about doing the tricks and stuff, but a big part of it is also the sense of community around dirt biking and the idea that they can all get together one day a week and sort of use this as an outlet to forget other things that are going on in the city that, you know, might be more negative or traumatic or overwhelming or whatnot. So it's a really great read. There's so much information in here. I feel like I'm not doing a very good job of summarizing it, but it's definitely worth sitting down with.
You did a fine job. And
okay.
Also, the paper focused a bit on Paul Graziano, our housing commissioner, both in terms of that piece you always put out that that rates our politicians, are they up
or
down?
The power rankings.
The power rankings, right? And also the article that was in the paper about a house divided, residents calling for Graziano's dismissal. Jay Carlo wrote.
Yeah. With the power rankings, you know, usually we have five different power rankings, and we rate how different participants in city life are doing on any given week. But there have just been so many problems with housing, especially in the past week, and, you know, just historically, that it only seemed right to give all five to Paul Graziano and have them all be downvotes. So just so people get a sense of how many problems housing is really struggling with. And yeah, Jay Carla did a really great job of sort of collating all of the different issues surrounding the housing authority right now and Paul Graziano and, you know, the horrible allegations in the civil lawsuit filed by some residents of Gilmore Homes, you know, saying that maintenance workers were allegedly pressuring them to give them sexual favors in exchange for maintenance work, which is just, a, you know, horrible coercion. So it's a very good comprehensive view of that and all of these other struggles going on with housing right now.
So before we end, I just have to say on a lighter note, what is your mm-hmm. restaurant of the week for us?
Oh, well, this week is Alma Cucina Latina, which is a Venezuelan restaurant down in the Can Company in Canton. And it's owned by a native Venezuelan, Irina Stein. And it was reviewed by Alexandra Eisler, one of our writers, and she loved it. She absolutely raves about it in the article and talks about how, you know, this is sort of Venezuelan food doesn't really have a foothold in the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, it does not.
For whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah, and this is probably the only Venezuelan restaurant in the city, but the food is just really well crafted, she says, and it kind of has like a sweet edge to it, but it's all very delicate and delicious, and she highly recommends it. And you know, again, this is just one of those food reviews where I get it from the writer and I'm like wiping the drool off of my face while I'm at my desk.
Well, I'm ready to check it out. So
yeah.
Well, once again, thank you so much, Anna Walsh. Always great to talk to you every week.
Yep, always a pleasure.
Appreciate the work you're doing, and pop that city paper out across the city. It's right available for you all across town. Anna, take care. Thanks so much.
You too.
Venezuelan food. Okay, I'm ready. On the way out of here, let me remind you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union is helping its community and its members prosper. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. Belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Seth Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andrea Melton. Our interns are Sienna Grease, Monifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry, who is here today. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast, Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.